We are learning Maseches Babasra Daf Mem Tes Samad Aleph, and we are starting Mem Ches Samad Beis 10 lines from the bottom. At the end of a line, Tabi Tolo Lepapi. The first word of that line is Shavyo, and end of that line, Tabi Tolo Lepapi Akimro. Tabi, who is a strong person, like the Rashbam says, Gavra Almahava, he was a strong person, he forced Papa to either Pshat is he forced him and he hung him on a kinra. Kinra is a type of tree. He hung him on a tree until he sold his property, or he hung him up until he sold his kinra. There's a two pshat in Rashbam. In any case, Tabi forced Papi to make a sale, Vizoven, and he sold, let's say we'll go with the first pshat in Rashbam, he sold the property. Tabi forced Papi to sell a property. So Chosam Rabba Bar Barchana Amoido Vashkalta. Rabba Barchana actually signed the Maidah that Papi wrote. Papi wrote a Maidah before he sold it. He went up to Aiden and he said, look, this guy, Tabi, is forcing me to sell this property. I don't really want to sell it. And they signed a shtar that is a Maidah. And Rabbi Barbachana was one of the Aiden on this shtar. And then he went to Tabi and he sold him the property. And Rabbi Barbachana also was an Aid on the Ashkalta. So I'm Rav Huna, man the chosim a Maidah shape chosim. The signature that Rabbi Bechana signed on the Maidah is a good signature. Man the Chosim Ashkalta Shabbachosim, and the Ashkalta is a good signature as well. So Mar says, I don't understand. Man I'm shach. In Maidah, if it's a Maidah, which means it's an announcement that it's not a good Mechira, so in Maidah, Loi Ashkalta. So then the Ashkalta can't be true. The Ashkalta, if the Ashkalta is legit, then Loi Maidah. The Maidah is not good. So how can you say both of them are good stories? How could it be? So the Gemara says, this is what it means. This is what Rav Huna means. Hachkama. Ilava Maidah, not for the Maidah, man the Chosma Ashkalta Shabbat Chosma. Not for the Maidah, it would be a good Mechira. Why? Because Rav Huna Letamei, the Amar Rav Huna, Taluya Vezovin Zvina Zvini. Rav Huna holds that if you're forced to sell something, you get money fit, it's a good sale, like we learned on the last few blat, that he holds that Taluya Vezovin Zvina Zvini. And therefore, that's what Rav Huna is saying. That Rabba Chosim, Rabba Chana was Chosim on both these things. Maidah is not good Maidah. But the Ashkalta also technically would be a good Mechira without the Maidah. But because there was a Maidah, it's not a good Mechira. But Be'etzem, the sale that was done forcefully is Be'etzem a good Mechira. And that's what it means, that he says both are good. It means if not for the Maidah, the Ashkalta would be good because he holds Tluy Vezov and Zvini Zvini. Huh? Right, so he holds that Maidah works even if he holds Zvini Zvini. He holds that Maidah works even if he holds Zvini Zvini. How Maidah works. And we actually had a Gemara before that Rava said not like that. Rava said, only write a Maidah on something that's not a good Zvini, like case of Maisa Pardesa there, Ayin Sham. But here, Lamaisa, even though it's a good Zvini, but Lamaisa is being forced. And so it means like this, that's a good Zvini if he doesn't say anything. If he just goes ahead and sells it, we say, you know, he's gone on Makli, he got money for it, he was forced, he wasn't happy how he did it. But if he writes in Maidah, he's saying clearly he's not happy about it. Why didn't he just not sell it? Because he would have got killed. So therefore, he writes in Maidah. But there is a Rav before said not like this. And so the response speaks out that Mahalcha Shaminon, Rav Shram over here speaks out, Mahalcha Shaminon, the Kasvina Maidah Azvini, Afil Batluy Vizavin, the Loika Rav Adam Lael, Loika Kasvina Maidah Azvini. That's what he says. So, Faith Marakasha, so what we're saying, the Maisa that it would be a good Zvini, the Maisa have a Maidah, and the Maidah works. Faith the Gemara, how can Maidah work? Ain't he? Va'amar Rav Nachman, ha'edim sha'amru, amana hayu divareinu, ain't neimanim, top of mentas. Maidah hayu divareinu, ain't neimanim. Which means like this, that if you have a shtar that comes to Bezdin, and let's say it's Mekuyim, and even if it's not Mekuyim, if they're the ones saying that it's a shtar Mekuyim, it's Takamai's signature, but they say, you know what, it's my signature, but that wasn't a real shtar. It was just a shtar called the Amana. Amana sometimes means that they write a shtar for the Malva even before you take the loan. This way it's ready when he wants to take the Hava, when he wants to make the Hava, he writes the shtar. That's Amana. And Maidah means where you say it wasn't, you know, really wasn't a good Mechira. So if a shtar comes to Bezdin, it says that Reuven sold something to Shimon. And the Edom come in and say, yeah, there is my signature on the Shtar Mechira, but you should know that he gave us a Maidah before that. He gave us a Maidah, or it's not true. The whole thing's not true. So the halacha is, ain't nemanim. The halacha is not believed. Why not? The Gemara Ksubas explains, you're not believed. You know why? Because kivin shehigid, shuv ain't nechoyza magid. Shtar is considered like Eidus Bebezdin. Once a shtar comes to the Bezdin and it's a certified shtar, even if it's certified by you, it's considered that two Eidim are saying Eidus, that Reuven sold something to Shimon, or Reuven owes Shimon money. It says that in the shtar. Now the Eidim come in and say, you know what? It wasn't really true. That's called Kivin Shehigid. Once you said Eidus, you cannot change your mind. You can't change your mind. That's the halacha in Ksubas, and that's what we're passing like. So the shaila is over here, how could the Maida work? Kuchaira, you have over here a star that says Eidus, that the sale was good sale. So how could the Maida work? Kuchaira is Kim Chechav Magad, huh?
Two different stars.
Right, so here's the same Eidim, Rav Bachana, you're right. Here's Rav Bachana talking. Rav Bachana's are both Eidim. How could he say two Eidim? It's like he's saying, Rav Bachana signed on the Ashkalta, which is the Shtar Mechira. He also signed on the Maidah. And we said, the Maidah works. How does it work? It's Kivin Shigah, Shuv Ein Chayz HaMagid. That's the Kasha. I'm Rav Bachana.
First.
Oh. So the Gemara, Hanimili Alpeh. That's only by Alpeh. Also Alpeh, Maral Shtaro. Avav Shtaro, with a star, Osi Shtaro, Maral Shtaro. So the words of Gemara would sound like the difference between Alpeh and Shtar. But the Rashbam explains, no, not for me. Not for me. The Gemara's Tarets is like this, Pashto Tarets. That when are you not Nemon is if you want to avatal the Eidus that you have in the Shtar. But over here, like the Rashbam says, Avav Shtaro Shenichtav Hamayda Bishtar B'chosmol Eha Eidim Ki Hach the Rav Bachana Shekodma La Ashkalta. It was before the Ashkalta. Osi Shtaro De Mayda De Kodim comes the Shtar Mayda that was first. Umaral Shtar De Ashkalta De Basrei. So Klaran the Rashbam, the Bi'ah Adava is that because that shtar was written first, that's why the Maidah works. Zok de Ritva, if Edom came before the shtar came to Bezdin, and Edom came and said, by the way, there's Maidah, then Avada, it would taka be a work also, not dafka for shtar. It's a lav dafka shtar. Usually that's the only way that something had to be before if you have a shtar. It's the only way it's first. But Lamaisa, the ik of art is because it's first, that's the ik of teretz of the Gemara, and that's how the Ritva explains. Is there a Rabbeinu Yoina who argues on this? Rabbeinu Yoina holds that the chilik is even if it's afterwards, if it's a star or if it's a peh, that's why he says a star is stronger and that could be matalit. That's the way Rabbi Yonah is willing to throw a shvam, that the vartah that's kodim, and that's the chilik of the Gemara. Gufa. Omar Rav Nachman. Amono hoyu divarenu, ein emonim, moida hoyu divarenu, ein emonim. So we learned pshat is because it's choyze o magid. Star comes to Bez and says, this is a story, and Edom come and say, yeah, that's my signature, you're right. But it was never true. We lied. You know, it was Amona. Not really a lie, but it's Amona Hoyu Devarenu, which actually is usher to have a star Amona around because it says, Al Tishkoin Balecha Avlo. You should not have, if Al Tishkoin Balecha Avlo, you should not have something around that could be collected with, even and it's not true. But they're saying, yeah, it was Amona. We did that. You're not believed. Why? Because Pashpashad is because Ein Chayz HaMagid. Same thing, Moido also. If you have a star Mechir and they say afterwards, no, it's not true. Ain't a modem because it's Chayza Magad. So that's the Shita of Rav Nachman. Omar Baravash Yomar, Amono Hoyu de Varenu, ain't a modem. But Maida Hoyu de Varenu, a modem. My time is Zenitin the Kosev, Vizelinitin the Kosev. Mar Baravashi holds that there's a big chilek. Amono Hoyu de Varenu, ain't a modem. You know why? Because what you're saying effectively is that I am a Rasha. Because you're now let a sign on a star Amono. You only let a sign on a star that says that Taka Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. But not just that it's going to happen or he's trusting him. So if you sign on that, you claim you signed that, you're saying you're a Rasha. Ein Odom Mesim Atme Rasha. A person now believed to say he is a Rasha. Therefore, I'm Monoi Devarein Nemanim. But Moida Hoi Devarein Nemanim. Moida is Nemanim. Why? Dr. Rashbam. And which is the Gemara saying, Shreinitin Likasa, which means there's no Issa to write such a star with a Maida. So the Rashbam, read it inside. Maida is the Reina Mon. It's more to the bottom of the Amid, the Rashbam. Shreinitin Likasa, the mitzvah ka'avdi. You're allowed to write this star Maida because it's a mitzvah. It's a hatzla onus me'onsoi to save him from his oinus. Vafilu ksav yodom yoitzimokim achar ne'monim. And even if their signatures on the star that's a mechira is from someone else. No Pesha also over here. It's really a certified star without them. They're still believed. Why? It's a new thing that's saying Eidus. And Be'etzim Mar Rav Ashi also, Amon Oid Rein also would be believed that's Chayza Magid. Rav Ashi holds it's not a sugya of Chayza Magid here, because this is not Chayza Magid. It's not Chayza Magid here, because here they're just explaining what we did there, but it's not a Chayza or Magid. It's not a new Edus. And therefore, the only reason you're not believed by Amono is because he's not allowed to have Shashtar. But a Maidah you're allowed to have. And therefore, you believe to say that Maidah is the Reina because it's not Chayza Magid. Now, Tosfos learns basically the same thing. Tosfos is just another Knesh. Tosfos says that's only if you have a Migu. Look at Tosfos' Marbar of Ashi. Marbar of Ashi, Omba Maidah is the Reina Amonim. Ploidomi lechayzer Magidim. She'inim elam asifim al edusim. They mean Moisif. Even though if you ksav yaz yitzimachem, you won't be believed. This is not like the Rashbam. When they have a pesha aser, nemonim b'migu hoil ve'in chayzim legamri meidusam. Tosfos argues slightly on the Rashbam and says they're only believed to be chayzim maggid only if it's you have a migu. But if you don't have a migu, then you can't add on this addition to the edus. Akapanim, so that's the Gemara said. Just to recap what we've learned is that Lamaisa by the Maidah, Yutaka are believed, and it's not considered changing your mind, either because, like Gemara says, it was before, and also it's considered from before, and fear of Nachman is considered changing your mind, you're not believed, but only there it's believed because it was from before the Shtar. Marbar Vashi says that even if you do it afterwards, it's not called changing your mind. Why not? Because it's being moistav on the edus. And only amono ha'yudavarein is on the amon, because that's called meisim asmei rasha al tishkan ba'alecha avlo.